and different acts, like, you know, like, what is it, Little Richard, Isley Brothers, you know, and some shows with Tina Turner and Hank Ballard, you know, Chuck Jackson, the regular top 40 R&B. And, you know, you get kind of tired of playing the same songs all the time. And so I was, you know, went down to the Village in New York, Greenwich Village, and they had a little group together down there in the Rainflowers. And then we changed about 1,000 times, you know. And then Chess came down one time because he's playing in Central Park Festival. And they came down and heard us and asked why I'd like to come to England, you know. So I said, yeah, you know. Yeah, I'd like to come. So we came over here, you know.
Did you believe, when you got into the studio first, let's say, like, Hey Joe, you got into the studio, were you sure that this is going to be a smash record?
Yeah, well, you know, Chess was sure, you know, but it was the first time I ever tried to sing, you know, on a record, actually, you know.
People who've been watching you on stage, they say you put on a tremendous act. Unfortunately, I haven't seen you. This I have to do to a later point. I hope I get a free ticket someday. Yeah. I can't afford to. Now, what do you feel? What is going on once you hear your music and once you sing? Are you putting on an act, as you say, or do you feel these motions, what you do with your hands or feet? Or?
Well, yeah, quite naturally you have to feel it. You know, or at least, you know, we mostly feel it, you know. Because, like, if you see our show, for instance, once every night for about a week, you know, it'll probably be very different, you know. Probably, you know, because it's a different mood you might be in, you know, and the way the music might hit you, you know, it's very, very emotional, like.
Okay, we're going to listen to 2 minutes and 35 seconds of some music. Musical request is on your side. Wish yourself a record. Which shall we play?
Mm. Oh, 51st anniversary.
Very good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My name is Otto Schulz and I'm a Schlagober. Something like
yeah,
that, you know.
Right.
Hello, fans.
Yeah.
My name is and so forth.
Okay, right.
Hello, my name is Mitch Mitchell. I'm the drummer with Jimmy.
Now, Mitch, can we have your background story? Where were you born?
Yeah, I was born in London, and you want to know about the music scene?
Yes. Do you speak any Cockney?
No, not to my knowledge, anyway. You know, our bass player does a bit.
Is that common for people who, for instance, Berlin and London have one thing in common? The Berliner, they have an accent, you know,
yeah,
and
right.
When they talk. So I always think of London that the people certainly must talk Cockney. They don't.
I don't. Well, some do, but I think I'm sort of influenced by everyone, you know, sort of hear things, you know, different expressions. You just pick out what you want.
Mitch, how did you meet Jimi Hendrix?
Well, the band I was working with before, that was Georgie Fame, they broke up. And Chaz phoned me up and said Jimmy had arrived in the country and would I like to sort of go and have a play with him. And I went along and we had a play. Noel had just started playing bass, because he was just a lead guitarist before, you know. And we had a play and it seemed to work out. And from there onwards, well, that's it.
Did you like it immediately or you saw it grow on gradually?
I don't know. It was a bit sort of, it was so different. I went down. I'd never seen a guitarist play with his teeth before, you know, like Jimmy. And I thought maybe it was just a sort of gimmick, but after working with him for about a week, you realize, you know, and it's just sort of, you know, it's worked out.
What are your hobbies?
Music.
Yeah, any kind of music?
Well, modern jazz, really.
Mm-hmm. You got yourself a musical request. We would like to play a record now, which you would choose. Which one would that be?
Is it going to be a pop record?
Anything you like.
I'd like to hear Roland Kirk playing Rip, Rick and Panic.
All right. Shall we change now?
Yeah.
The
great tones of Roland Kirk.
Hello, fans. Ich bin der Bassspieler mit der Jimi Hendrix Experience. Mein Name ist Noel Redding und meine Geburtstag ist 25 Dezember 1945.
How come you speak German?
Oh, I played in Germany for a year before I joined Jimmy with another group, you see, in Frankfurt and Cologne.
So this city is nothing new?
Oh, no.
Now, back to the experience. Where and how do you meet Jimmy?
Well, I was wandering around London with nothing at all. I heard there was an audition going on for New Animals. I was a guitarist then. I went down there. I played the
guitar. With the Animals, excuse me?
Yeah, the New Animals, you know. And I went down there, and Chaz was there. He said, can I play bass? I said, no. He said, here's a bass. So I played it. I got a job. That's 6 months ago, and I've been playing bass ever since for Jimmy.
And you gladly took this chance to change.
Oh, yeah.
Are you really satisfied?
Oh, yes.
Could you find an explanation why work and make music with Jimmy is such a great experience?
We all fit together so well. The ideas are the same. Just sort of rave and that.
Mm-hmm. What is... Is there any name for... the sound of music you perform?
No, I don't think so. It's just our idea of music. Everybody says it's different.
It's not rhythm and blues?
No, because Jimmy likes rhythm and blues. Mitch likes jazz and I like rock and roll. So it's a mixture of everything, completely. And the sound comes out good.
If I could grant you a musical wish, so it's up to you.
If you've got it, it's a group called The Big Three. It's off an EP, and it's called Reeling and the Rocking.
This is marvelous. Continuation, part two. Jimmy, cut back, 1-2. Sorry to interrupt me.
No.
Jimmy, you probably could explain. Why is it necessary to have long hair or to be dressed up in a most, let's say, peculiar way?
Well, you know, I don't consider it actually necessary, you know, because there's a lot of groups around, like, for instance, well, you know, there's a lot of pop stars around, like Engelbert and Humperdinck, you know, and Cat Stevens and all the beautiful people, you know, they don't necessarily have to have long hair. It's just, you know, me, myself, personally... And I believe this, you know, goes for the other cat still, you know, I dig it, you know. I think it's very nice, you know, especially in your own style. And, you know, as far as the clothes goes, well, anything I see that I like, regardless of what it looks like, or regardless, you know, how much it costs, if it costs only 2 shillings, you know, I'll get it if I like it, you know. Or if it, you know, if it would suit me or something.
Let's make a great big jump now. I've been watching a live show of a beat band, and the audiences was going mad. How do you explain this feeling? If I would ask you, what is going on in these kids at that particular minute? Is this some sexual involvement, or what is it that they rave themselves nearly to? They shout that. Some of them have to be carried out of the room.
That's beautiful, I think, you know. It's good to see people enjoy themselves, regardless of what it is. But what I believe it might be is, just like you said, it might have something to do with sex, you know, this idea of somebody being on stage and maybe playing an instrument or singing and, you know, showing themselves, and, you know, I mean, like, you know, bowing down and all this. And the idea of the people on the sitting down knowing that they can't really touch him there, but they would like to, you know. It's a frustrated feeling, but it's a good feeling, you know. They probably don't get a chance to scream all year until this one time, and then they let everything out then, you know. This is a chance to let it out.
Let's hold on for a sec. We've got to wait until this thing is finished.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now, you could tell us the difference between a normal beat sound and what these people, like for instance, the Supremes are trying to do, the Detroit people. What is Detroit sound?
Well, to me, you know, this might bring you down or something like that, but anyway, to me, it's like it's an artificial, you know, very, very commercial and very, very electronic made, very, you know, what is it, synthetic soul sound. It isn't a real sound of any, you know, like Negro artists singing, you know. It's so commercial, it's so put together, you know, so beautifully that I don't feel anything from it, except maybe the Isley Brothers are the only ones that, and maybe the Four Tops. But as far as the rest, this is my own opinion, you know. And all they do is put a very, very hard beat to it, you know, very good beat. They put about 1,000 people on tambourines and these bells, you know. Mm-hmm. And they got 1,000 horns, 1,000 violins, and then a singer, he overdubs his voice millions of times, or a singer in an echo chamber full of this and that. And it comes out, you know, to me, it comes out so artificial that, you know. But far as, you know, it has a very good beat and it sounds very good, you know, it's very commercial for the younger people.
What's your recipe for good interpretation?
Well, you know, it's very primitive, but, you know, it's more like a real foundation thing. It's more like where you can imagine, or it's more of a free form type of thing. Not exactly necessarily what we're doing, you know, not trying to build up our own type of music, but saying, you know, that's what I wish I hope we work up towards this point. It's more of a free style. As it were, a person, yeah, quite naturally has to have a nice beat, but as it were, a person can, like, feel almost in the music, you know. How can you feel in the music when you hear every single song come out with the same beat and it's so synthetic, you know? Synthetic soul is what I call Bowtown.
Do you have any feelings towards classic music?
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. It's very beautiful, but I don't listen to it all the time, you know? But I would like to, you know, like at the most relaxing time. See, different music is supposed to be used different ways. You're supposed to, you know, appreciate music and, like, in the bright day, you know, and noise and all that, excuse me, and noise and everything, well, then I don't figure that's the best time to listen to classical. I believe it's any time when it's very quiet or your mind is very relaxed. You know, you feel like daydreaming maybe or something, and then you can turn it on stereo, you know.
Particularly for the younger generation, like the kids always think, it's just as easy, grab a guitar, go on stage, and make music. Could you tell them a little bit that it's not as easy at all, you know, that we can build it up a little bit, that they learn is the most important thing, you know, tell them a little bit. In music and in show business generally, it is very something like. Now, is it very easy to just grab a guitar, go on stage and
no. Bang? it was so very hard to me because at first, man, oh, I was so scared. I wouldn't dare go on stage. No, you know, like I joined this band, I knew about 3 songs. And when it was time for us to play on stage, man, I was like this, you know. And then I had to play behind the curtains, you know. I couldn't get up in front. So after, and then, plus you get so very discouraged. You hear different bands playing around you. And the guitar player seems like it's always so much better than you are, you know. And then most people give up at this point because, you know, they get very discouraged. But it's best not to be, you know, just keep on. If you're very stubborn, you can, you know, make it. That's the only way I'm, you know, try to make it. It's being very persistent.
There has been story in various magazines about Reprise or the Sinatra company buying you. What's true about this?
Well, is this all of this? Is this a regular deal that they make most of the time? We just got, a nice sum of money. It is no bind. It's just a contract, and then they give us advanced royalties. In other words, they trust in us as to where they can give us money before we make any money for them, you know.
What would be your greatest wish if I could, let's say, it would be possible for me to fulfill a wish of yours? Which wish would you take?
Oh, I wish you could send me home, you know, and so I could see my parents for about 3 days, you know.
How long haven't you been home?
Well, about 5.5 years. They don't know what's happening at all, except I called them 2 times. Once, when I first came here to England, was about 7 months ago. And then once a few days ago when we was in London. And I told him, I said, well, you know, we have 3 records out. And he said, yeah. He didn't know nothing about it. He didn't know I was singing, you know. Because I wasn't, you know, I was too scared to sing. Chess made me sing. Serious. Oh, yeah, by the way, would you care for a banana?
A banana?
Yeah.
In diesem Augenblick, liebe Fans, holt Jimi Hendrix eine Banane aus der Tasche, die er jetzt verspeisen wird. Wir haben Zeit, musikalisch den Jimmy und seine Band zu hören.
Would you care for peace? Oh, you want us to do that?
What?
Oh, you want us to say that?
No, okay. Why don't you just...
Do you want us to do this fast?
Yeah, well, he's just closing, he says something
Okay.
Study hard and learn, and whatever you learn now, nobody can take while you grow up and so forth. And continuation, speech cut number 6. Achtung, abgebrochen, jawohl!
Well, like, you know, the best thing to do now, like, is, you know, going to finish schooling. Really, it does seem like a drag, because I remember I used to be in school and all this, you know, and the flies used to fly around me on a hot summer day. But it's best, man, just to stick with it, you know. As far as, like, for instance, all this drugs and all this mess, you know, like pills and stuff. Well, just don't let nobody sell you any bad stuff, that's all. No, you better not do that. Do it or make it, man.
No, I've got that.
Okay, you know, just don't let anybody, you know, pull the leg on you, because, you know, half the people don't know what drugs and everything is nowadays anyway, you know. And it's a very bad thing, you know, especially when you get caught with it, you know.
Okay, now you say this goodbye, auf Wiedersehen part, and it's been nice on the show and all this.
It's been very, very groovy on the show, you know. It's really nice eating bananas and, you know. So y'all take it easy out there in Radio Land.
Goodbye, auf Wiedersehen, Jimi Hendrix.
Goodbye, auf Wiedersehen, Jimi Hendrix.
Okay,
how about Lou Reading and Queen Bee over there? Hurry up. And over there we have Queen Bee over there. Under the name of, you know, Mitch Mitchell, Lou Reading.
Hello.
About Billy's grandmother.
Alles gut in Deutschland. Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. I'll say something in Cockney. Hello. What? No. Yeah. Wiedersehen. Yeah.
Dig you later, Tater. There you go.